The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, this is Note to Self, and I'm your host, Peyton Sarton. From Q&As and breakup tips to simply navigating every stage of life, Note to Self is a space to get messy, explore new perspectives, and ultimately empower yourself and others. Grab some wine or a mocktail, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. I am here with some highly esteemed guests. I've listened to a lot of podcasts y'all have been on. I'm here with the Clear STEM girls. Can y'all please introduce yourselves to the audience if they don't know who you are?
Yes, we are so happy to be here. I'm Danielle Gronich, CEO, co-founder, known as the Acne Guru. Mm-hmm.
And my name is Kaylee Christina, co-founder, CMO of Clear STEM and published holistic nutritionist.
Amazing. Thanks y'all so much for coming on. I have a lot of questions from the audience and just like general, I don't know, skincare. I like how you'll get down to the nitty gritty of the skincare, and there's not a lot of like, I don't want to call it flair, but just like the extras. Yeah. I think there's so much we're being sold constantly on the internet for everyone needs this and they need this and there's a new trend, and we don't know if it's necessarily makes sense scientifically because just a bunch of influencers are saying what works for them. So I love to have you guys talk about really just like the, you know, bare bones skincare tips from the beginning. For me, a big problem with I've had in my skincare journey is going from pretty much having no acne in my younger years to early 20s hit me like a train. Like the cystic acne, the hormonal acne, it was so debilitating. It's so embarrassing. And then now moving through my later 20s and now at 30, I still have a little bit of acne, and now I'm dealing with the acne and the anti-aging of it all, which is just like so annoying. So I have a couple questions for you guys regarding those topics, but I think a great place to start is, one, your beginning with Clear STEM, how you guys met. I know the acne is something that you talk about a lot specifically. What was the why behind the starting of a brand like Clear STEM?
Yeah, so Kaylee and I both struggle with our skin. I struggle really, really hard with my skin, mm-hmm. still do. I have to be very, very careful. Mm-hmm. Acne is genetic. Most people have it on like one side of their family. Mm-hmm. Mine is like grade four on both sides of my family. So it pretty much just ruined and destroyed my life for many, many years. It got really bad when I went to college. You know, you start like drinking, wearing makeup. I stopped being an athlete, so wasn't detoxing as much. Got on the birth control. That was the wrong birth control for my skin. And it just a storm ensued, right? So from college up until 29, so over 11 years, I did Accutane three separate times. I did spironolactone probably four different times, was on antibiotics for years. But after the third round of Accutane failed, my acne came right back, essentially. Like, I was getting all of the side effects. My vision was getting impaired. God. It's really gnarly to go through. And the purge is just terrible. But you go through all that in the hopes that it'll clear you. And mine came right back the moment I stopped.
That's so frustrating.
So I was like, screw this. I'll have to figure it out myself. I was in the corporate world at the time doing consulting, but I happened to have a biology background. I studied biology, genetics, and immunology, and kept up with a lot of the relevant research, especially as it pertains to nutrition. So I wound up back in school to get my license to learn about acne. I became an esthetician and started San Diego Acne Clinic that is still thriving. I've had that business for about 10 years now, and I met Kaylee here as one of my first patients.
Amazing.
So many women go through traumatic skin experiences in their 20s. It's wild. And they might have dealt with it in their teenage years or had pretty normal average skin in their teenage years, and then it hits them in their 20s. That's exactly what happened to me. I had like typical teenage acne, like nothing super aggressive. I didn't have cystic. I still got prescribed like harsh creams to put on it, but it didn't get aggressive enough where I needed to go on prescription oral medications. When I turned 24, I decided I wanted to get off birth control. I had gone back to school to study holistic nutrition. I was just so excited and passionate about all of that. So I was really excited to go off birth control. I was like, wow, I'm going to, you know, balance my hormones naturally. And just everything I was learning really excited me as I was making all the little shifts and changes. And sure enough, I get off birth control. And within about 6-7 months after, my entire skin and neck erupted with bright red inflamed cystic acne.
Oh my God.
It actually took me about 2 years to get my period back during this time too. So I still didn't have my period. And my whole body, it just felt like it was going haywire, mm-hmm. absolute haywire. And I had never dealt with this aggressive cystic acne before. So as I was thinking about like all the different avenues I could take, first I was, you know, going the super holistic route of like, what protocols can I put myself on? Mm-hmm. What diets, what super, super clean DIY skincare can I do at home?
The salad dressing approach.
Yeah. Literally, essentially, like rubbing egg, garlic like on honey, my skin, yeah. lemons, like apple cider vinegar, like you name the like holistic DIY.
We've all done that.
Like, yeah. Did like the mixing of the turmeric mask and then it turns your skin yellow because mm-hmm. I have fair skin. So done it all. I was like, okay, this is not working.
Yeah.
So then I basically absorbed any like ounce of marketing I could possibly find for skincare mm-hmm. that targeted towards acne. Bought it all, whether it was a drugstore brand or a $300 serum. I remember mm-hmm. walking into Sephora and when I said, you know, obviously they could see my skin. It was really aggressive cystic acne. When I said what could help with my skin, I was actually directed, and I don't typically drop brands, but I feel like this mm-hmm. one's fine. I was directed to the Sunday Riley like CEO oil. Which mm-hmm. is, so many poor cloggers are in that one. Like, I just saw a reel about the other day of someone who was like, 10 years ago, this wrecked my skin. Because it was really popular. Like,
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as much anymore. But at the time, like, that's exactly where I was directed of what could help with my acne. Mm-hmm. And I was like, a $300 serum at mm-hmm. the time.
And just to wreck everything.
Yes.
More. Yeah.
So it made everything worse. Yeah. You name it. I tried it. That's when I was like, okay, I guess I need to go see doctors because mm-hmm. this has been months and months and months and it just seemed to get worse. Like nothing made it better. And I kept going, getting facials from different places and just would get sold on the skincare that was there. I didn't feel like anyone was actually listening to me. Mm-hmm. So I went to the doctor. They were like, well, you got to go back on birth control and antibiotics.
Typical.
Yeah. And I was like, I worked so hard. Like I was so excited. I was like fighting for myself. I was advocating for mm-hmm. myself. I'm like, okay, but what's causing this? Like, I don't want to have to go back on it. Like, why is that the only option? Didn't get any answers, left with a prescription, never filled
They're
it.
They're like almost mad when you ask those questions.
Yeah.
Like you're wasting their time. I'm like,
they were so annoyed with me.
Yeah.
Like it felt like this was my problem. Like I caused the acne and mm-hmm. I was the problem. Like that's really how I felt sitting mm-hmm. in those offices for 4 minutes. And I went to a bunch of different dermatologists to get different opinions. And every time it was Accutane. And then one referred me to an ENT, like ear, nose, and throat, because mm-hmm. my lymph nodes were so swollen from the acne. Mm-hmm. And the ENT wanted to schedule surgery to remove them. Remove the lymph nodes, like in my neck from the swollen acne.
And shocker, it was actually just from eating eggs.
Yeah, that's what was going on.
Eggs can inflame the lymph area.
Yeah.
It's very common.
So
but it'll go away in 3 weeks once you stop.
I had such a large right under, like this one and the two on either side.
Yeah.
Literally, it was eggs that inflamed that area of my lymph.
Oh my God, I'm an egg maniac and I'm so swollen. Maybe I should stop.
You know, they're one of the top allergens for people and everyone is so unique. And mm-hmm. we always like stress that. But if you're like breaking out or you're puffy,
very puffy. I also had sushi last night, so I'm like, I get puffy around my eyes.
Too.
Like,
I love sushi though,
yeah,
but I just like commit to the flare the next day.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Like, I moved to Milwaukee recently, and like, I don't typically eat a lot of sushi in like landlocked places.
Yeah.
And this is not. We live right on Lake Michigan, so it's like not necessarily technically landlocked, I guess, but not by an ocean where sushi is. So I'm eating a lot less sushi there. And I'm less inflamed. So here I'm like at Sugarfish every single day.
Totally.
Like, couldn't get enough soy sauce if I tried. But like, sometimes I'm okay with the look because my eyes get swollen, but then my lips get really swollen and I'm like,
you're like, oh,
we like
okay.
our lips. We just don't like the eyes.
Like,
can you just keep that on my lips?
Yeah,
like,
exactly,
that'd be great.
Exactly. Well, I hate that you had so much, you know, experience
yeah.
in the doctor like this. I'm sure like most people can kind of relate.
Yeah. So this had been like almost a year at this point, and I was actually about to go on Accutane. I started the full process, started mm-hmm. taking the pregnancy test for it, signing all the paperwork, all of that. I was like fully ready to go on it because I truly felt like I had done absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. One last Google search, up pops San Diego Acne Clinic. I happened to be Danielle's last client of the day. So she literally spent 3 hours with me. Like the first hour and a half, she had me bring in every hair care, skin care, supplement I was taking. We mm-hmm. addressed everything. We realized I had about 12 different acne triggers going on, mm-hmm. addressed all of them, got on a proper skincare routine of literally only 3 or 4 products that has really inspired the Clear Stem line. Simple. Again, what we were talking about before, like back to the basics of things. And my skin was completely clear, no scar damage in 2 months. It was insane.
Her before and after is pinned to the top mm-hmm. of the brand page.
Okay.
And it's unreal because like even if you were to have started Accutane, you would have been deep into the purge at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would have been another like 4 months before you got to that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had some pretty bad cystic and hormonal acne, specifically cystic acne on my cheeks. A couple years ago, I was 25 or 26, and I went to corrective skincare here in LA, which is kind of a similar sounding thing. They're very, cool. You go in, I got like a bunch of like light peels, mm-hmm. and we went on a really simple skincare regimen. It's all very like in clinic, not no frills. You just, yeah. we got to the root of the problem and we stayed consistent. And that really helped me similarly with my acne as
Amazing.
Well.
Amazing. Did you realize what your acne triggers were? Like what really helped you remove certain things?
Honestly, it was the drinking and the not washing my face was a very easy one to nail.
You love when there's like little easy things.
All
like, oh,
the time, all the time. Not having enough water. I definitely mm-hmm. got my blood tested and I got like allergen tested too. Nothing came back too crazy for me on that. So mm-hmm. it really was a lot of the topical stuff. And making sure to wash my face and be consistent. And then just eating a more nutritious diet, like actually getting enough protein and, yeah. you know, fiber and fat and things like that. And working out.
What was your diet before that?
So growing up, we had the worst diet of all time. My family did, but we're pretty thin people. So we always just assume we were healthy and we're all very athletic. Everyone yeah. plays sports.
Yeah, people that are
myself.
naturally thin always have higher sugar in their diet.
Yes.
That's why I asked.
No, I had like, when I say 3 Dr. Peppers a day, my hand was always in a Cheeto box.
Yeah.
I just would go in and like, I had a lot of anxiety. So if I was really anxious, mm-hmm. I would just like eat to the point of me being like just sedated, like Thanksgiving yeah. level full for
years.
I just
got the chills. I know that feeling.
Yeah, I'd just yeah. be like in there, like yeah. eating cosmic brownies. Like yeah. we just didn't know
the cosmic brownies
of it all.
Those, yes.
I think when I was growing up, I was a gymnast pretty seriously for years. Mm-hmm. And so after practice, we didn't have a ton of time. And I would get a Wendy's burger every single night. Mm-hmm. At 9 p.m. for dinner, I'm 10. Like, that's what
that's
I was...
actually better for you than the Dr. Peppers.
No, but a Frosty. We had to have the Frosty on, obviously. So a lot of sugar, a lot of processed yeah. sugar, a lot of caffeine. I just wasn't monitored because my parents were just like, well, we're skinny. So, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, went to college. A lot of pizza rolls, a lot of beer. I went to mm-hmm. a big Texas state school. The beer and the Taka vodka that was disgusting.
Oh, I remember
or
this.
Like we would make like pink panty droppers like the with the champagne or not yep. champagne, obviously Prosecco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Dear God, not yeah. champagne in college. Box
sparkling wine. And just like, I think it was the sugar really that yeah. just
totally.
Took a toll on my skin and almost like aged it more too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what it does.
Mm-hmm. I look back on college pictures, me too. Like I look so inflamed. I went to a Southern school too yeah. like so I look so inflamed and puffy and mm-hmm. I look younger now yeah. than I honestly did in college
mm-hmm. So y'all met, you cleared her skin mm-hmm. and you guys decided that this needs to be more like widely, I guess, acceptable or available to people, this knowledge and the products.
Yes, the yeah. knowledge. We are knowledge first, we're education first, we always will be. It's mm-hmm. just it's what makes it work, right? Mm-hmm. Education is the glue between like what, you know, what people need to be doing and what they need to be using. And there are things that they're doing at home that need to change too, right? So yeah. education, make you can have the best products in the world, but if your diet is still very inflammatory, you're never going to be happy with your skin, right?
Yeah.
So we knew that education needed to be spread specifically around diet, vitamin triggers, and pore clogging ingredients. Mm-hmm. So of the 12, you know, triggers that mm-hmm. Kay had, I keep your chart, by the way, I saw it the other day and you did you had 12 triggers.
Can you send me a picture?
Yes.
Can we frame it?
I'm going to frame it. So most of her triggers, I would say probably like 7 of the 12 were from products that mm-hmm. she was using, mm-hmm. including her hair products. So okay. that's pore clogging ingredients. Mm-hmm. And it's incredibly important that this is everybody's starting point. Mm-hmm. If your skin's breaking out, you start here. You check all of your products, your makeup, your sunscreen, your moisturizer, even your hair products, mm-hmm. check them for pore cloggers. You can do that on our site. You just copy paste the ingredients, mm-hmm. hit enter. It will tell you if there's a pore clogger.
Amazing.
Sometimes brands list their ingredients in random ways or they have typos. So you want to check like our master list just to like be really sure because yeah. it is that important. But that will rule out so much. And then the other bits of education were proper exfoliation. So if you have acne, you generally produce more keratin protein than people mm-hmm. who just don't break out. Like we all know those people that like don't bathe,
yeah.
but their skin's flawless,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my boyfriend.
Yeah, it's always dudes.
Like most men.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. Hey, at least he's pretty. So basically there's some people that are just prone to breaking out and we produce more keratin protein than mm-hmm. people who, you know, may not break out. There's okay. other elements for sure, like extra oil production, digestive issues, hormones, all that. But at the root of it, there is something called hyperkeratosis. So that means we need more consistent exfoliation. Mm-hmm. So we generally benefit from the right combination of a scrub and an acid. Mm-hmm. Mandelic acid is the sweet spot for most people. Okay. So getting that integrated into your routine in a meaningful way and in the right dose is really important. Mm-hmm. And then the other parts of education are diet and vitamins. A lot of people have hormonal acne, but it's being caused by what vitamins they're taking.
Okay.
Too much vitamin D, and I'm talking excess here, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to be deficient, but when you get into the excess world, like say you're taking a vitamin D supplement and it's 800% RDV and you're taking it over time with no end date and no monitoring, well, that builds up in your system and it raises testosterone. The correlation between excess vitamin D and testosterone is well documented, but they only study it for men. It's never translated and transcribed to the acne customer.
Classic.
Right? Yeah. So that, and then B12 is another one. Okay. B12 is super important for a host of bodily functions, but when you take too much of it, like the amounts found in supplements, it'll be like 20,000 to 80,000% RDV. It's just a shit ton. It's out of control. And that creates a lot of hormonal acne in the jawline specifically.
Okay.
And then when girls were doing the B12 shots, you know, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, everyone was doing B12 shots. Mm-hmm. Horrible acne all over like the beard area, essentially. Mm. So it's hormonal, yes, but it's being caused by vitamins. So basically, it's so important to know this stuff that when you buy a ClearSkin product, the package itself comes with tips about which vitamins to watch out for. For and how to check your products.
So when you are, let's say you were looking at taking a look at her skin and you're going through a certain protocol, I assume, and you're talking about the pore cloggers, what is the kind of the step by step that people could do to like kind of audit their own life when it comes to dealing and struggling with acne?
Take our skin quiz. It's on the website. It goes through a lot of these things. So you can be like, okay, I'm having eggs every day. Let's get those out of here. You know, and you do an elimination diet. We never want to create like food fear, but there are things that are triggers. You need to know what they are. Mm-hmm. Eliminate them, get clear, and then you purposefully reintroduce.
Yes.
Then you see what your unique threshold is. So eggs, dairy, gluten for many, many people, and then sugar. Sugar affects everyone. It's when you have sugar and if there's protein in your system first. It's all about avoiding the glucose spikes.
The four categories, once you go, you head to our website, you just click take the quiz and it'll take you through it. And the outcome you get will address these. But the four main categories are pore clogging ingredients. Mm-hmm. So of course, that's the first step. You can head to our website, use the pore clogging checker, check everything that Danielle mentioned, skincare, makeup, but don't forget hair products too, because hair conditioner, which is why we just launched our hair shampoo and conditioner, because shampoo can be, or conditioner can be a major, major cause of acne. So the first thing it's going to take you through is educate you about pore clogging ingredients, how to check them. The second thing to address is the supplements, and it's usually more what to remove, less of what to include. We're trying to help people filter out. We're not like, hey, we're going to give you a list of $1,000 you have to spend on all these products and all these supplements you have to take. So it's more, this process we take people through is more about what to remove, what are these triggers.
Yeah, it's
so,
like strategic elimination.
Yes, so it's going to take you through the supplements that Danielle just mentioned that in excess are known to be acne triggers. It's going to take you through the food. And again, for food, it's a little more what to remove. But what, like you said before, the what to include, it's like the clean, like grass-fed pasture-raised meats. Mm-hmm. It's getting enough like fiber, vegetables, just like a very whole food, less processed sugar diet. And then the last one's going to take you through is addressing some stress elements. Mm-hmm. So are you doing high cardio workouts every single day where you're keeping your body in this very, very stressed out state? HIIT workouts and high cardio are great, but they're meant for intermittent. Mm-hmm. So they're meant to be a part of like a very holistic workout where you're also walking and also doing Pilates and weightlifting and then doing those, having those cardio days. Chewing your food while you eat it and actually putting your fork down and breathing while you eat has actually been transformative, no joke, for the very inflammatory related acne. It can and really help, because when you're chewing your food, you're digesting it and you're absorbing the correct nutrients, getting enough sleep, drinking enough water. So it's also going to address those like micro moments throughout our day where we can really keep our stress in check and try to bring it down a little bit more.
Yeah. And I like what you said too about, or I guess I don't like that it happened to you, but when you said you stopped being an athlete, your body wasn't detoxing as much.
Yeah.
Does that have that really coincide with having good skin as the working out process or being active?
You know, it's very important. Getting your detox systems moving and your drainage systems moving is really important. And those kind of become sluggish with modern life. So I played competitive soccer my whole childhood. Like there was maybe a month out of the year where I wasn't running for 2-3 hours a day. And I was such a tomboy in high school. I didn't really wear makeup or anything. So not wearing makeup, exercising a ton, drinking a ton of water.
You're like glowing.
I was fine. You know, it was fine, right? Get to college, start drinking beer all the time, shitty makeup, dorm food, wearing makeup to cover it, not washing your face, and the wrong birth control. I was on the Nuva ring and it was like the worst thing. It was like, some birth controls help with estrogen, and that can, you know, quote, temporarily help with acne, but this was the opposite. So it actually made it worse, but my derm did not know that. So, but anyway, yeah, having detox and elimination is huge. We see a lot of people that try to start cleansing, meaning like starting to take like anti-parasitic herbs or, you know, do a candida cleanser, something that, but they're not having regular bowel movements and they're not sweating. So it can actually like backfire on you if you're trying to be clean, but you're not detoxing enough. Your pathways aren't open. It's a really good indicator of what needs the actual attention.
Okay, cool. So we've gotten you go through the quiz, you kind of see what intentionally you're eliminating from your routine. So let's talk about just the bare essentials for a skincare routine. I'm going to assume it kind of coincides with the products you guys maybe created first. What needs to be in the skincare routine of someone who's trying to watch out for acne and just kind of keep it at bay? I know it's going to be different for everybody depending on how bad it is, but what are just like the bare essentials you think?
Yeah, so everybody needs a gentle cleanser, a gentle non-stripping cleanser, cornerstone, right? And then pretty much everybody needs exfoliation tools.
Okay.
That's especially how it's critical if you have acne, but it's also how you control your skin's aging process to some extent, right? As we get older, collagen production slows down a little bit, but when you exfoliate your skin, you actually send a message down below to create brand new healthy cells. Okay. And you're also getting off the, you know, quote, dead skin at the surface, which is also really important because if you don't exfoliate, the skin at the top is going to have some imperfections and some damaged parts, and it's going to keep replicating damaged copies of itself. So exfoliation is important. How and when you do it and how strong, that is individual. So you basically want to have a light scrub that isn't going to dry or assault your skin barrier. Everyone benefits from that.
And so you'll have a good one.
Ours is amazing.
Yeah,
it's
great one.
The best. And then a alpha hydroxy acid is extremely important.
Okay.
That can range from glycolic, lactic, mandelic, and then there's salicylic, which is beta hydroxy that everyone knows. You can, you know, grab that at CVS. That's kind of what you use when you're like 14, right?
Yeah.
The grown version of that is using like mandelic acid.
Okay.
So that will basically increase cell turnover. It brightens you and it unclogs your pores. And that's the key thing.
Okay.
Because even if you don't have acne, you still want your pores to be as like unclogged as possible so that nutrients can travel in and your sweat can travel out.
Okay.
So the exfoliation steps are really important. And then a really good moisturizer that does not have pore clogging ingredients. Because you guys, 95%, if not more, 95% of all moisturizers out there have pore clogging ingredients. Even the expensive ones like La Mer and like it can be a $300 item, kind of like what Kaylee went through.
Yeah.
And if it has something in it that's thicker than your natural oil, it will probably break you out.
It's so upsetting. One, two, y'all's moisturizer, the Hydra Berry one. This, I'm addicted to the smell.
Wait, which one do you like better, the purple one or the pink
purple one?
The purple one, Hydra Glow. Oh my gosh, I know.
It's so good.
It's so nostalgic.
It smells so good.
It's amazing. I use it every night.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
I'm so glad you love it. Everyone loves. We formulate really specifically all the ingredients. The formulas are all anti-aging and anti-acne at the same time while being as non-toxic as possible. And then we formulate for joy of use. So we get a bomb efficacy that satisfies all three categories, and then we add like a natural fruit extract to make it joyful to use.
It smells like, it reminds me of like when I would be eating like fruit roll-ups or something, like my favorite food of all time. I'm getting that same like vibe, you know what I mean? But I don't have to actually.
It makes you happy, right?
It's so great.
That's like,
what
we wanted.
I look forward to using it for sure.
Everyone's got stress in their life, and when you interact with products that are, you know, good for you, you also want them to make you feel good. That's de-stressing. That's like part of our strategy to like make people's lives better. So glad you love it.
And for all the products that Danielle mentioned, because me 10 years ago when I was first meeting Danielle, I was so overwhelmed by all of these terms like AHA, BHA, like what are all of these things? It was it was so confusing to me. And so everything she mentioned is in our clear kit. So our vitamin scrub is the physical exfoliator with like the really soft mesh bamboo beads. Then Clarity is our AHA mandelic acid with vitamin C. And then our Hydroglow moisturizer is also in that. Mm-hmm. And our Cell Renew serum that we didn't talk about, that was our very first serum we came out with.
Yep.
Think about like Clarity and Cell Renew. Those are the two serums in the Clear kit. Think about those as your perfect exercise and your perfect nutrition.
Yes.
Like, okay. To feel your best, you need both, right? You have to work out the skin. Mm-hmm. So that is the Corrective. That's the Clarity serum, the AHA Mandelic Acid.
That's the yellow
serum.
One.
Yeah,
right?
The yellow one. Mm-hmm. So that's going to like work out your skin. It's going to do work. It's going to activate it. When people are referring to like actives in skincare, that's a very activating serum.
Yeah.
And then Cell Renew, think of it as the nutrition for your skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like the healing, the calming, the re-moisturizing, hydrating your skin, like really getting in there. Of course, topping it off with a moisturizer for the very topical moisture that we're craving.
Yeah, that kit is a really good starting point. So that plus our UR Sunshine, which is our SPF.
Yeah.
It's mineral, non-pore clogging, acts as a primer. It's amazing. Okay. That would be the starting point.
Okay, cool.
The kit and the sunscreen.
The kit and the sunscreen. Yeah. And so when you're using these, let's say I'm just starting out on my journey trying to clear my skin, at what like cadence are you using these products? Are you using the Clarity every night, for example, or would you start slower? I know some people with actives, like if sensitive skin, sometimes it can be hard to implement actives into your routine. So what would you recommend for people if they bought this, you know, kit? What are they starting with?
Definitely. That's such a great question.
I have this problem. So.
Yeah, that was me too. I'm like, wait, when do I use everything?
I think
I might still even have the piece of paper, like keep talking about like keeping keepsakes that Danielle wrote for me. And I had it I had it taped to my mirror because I couldn't remember like, what order do I use this in? How do I use this again? What are they?
Yeah, I started making everybody take pictures and favoriting it right in front of me so that they couldn't lose their instructions.
Yeah, and you have to, like, it took me a while. I didn't know how to have a proper skincare routine before
Danielle.
Well, you
have to trust a professional who can like tell you, because you're not going to notice results overnight. You have to, but you have to be consistent, and it can be annoying when you're not seeing the results. Be like, hey, maybe I should change something, but you really haven't waited long enough to see. So I just like to ask the question because, like, we all need a little bit of direction sometimes.
Yes, obviously. So most people. So if you're on the oilier side, you can exfoliate a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are. Say your skin is just combo, which is most people. Start Clarity every other night.
Okay.
And the thing with here's a pro tip for the whole world here. Mm-hmm. Any alpha hydroxy acid needs to be left alone for about 10 minutes.
15 heard y'all say this before, and it changed my life.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
It stops working the moment you put something else on, it neutralizes it.
Okay.
So people are buying all these expensive exfoliating serums and they're not getting results because no one told them to let it wait.
Okay.
So so you use Clarity correctly every other night and you will see massive difference. Like you will see it working that first week.
Okay.
And the scrub acts as the gatekeeper. So I always tell people, use the scrub, but do it gently. Do it for like 8 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
Right before you use Clarity, because the scrub is just a gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
A scrub, and this is why it's controversial whether to scrub if you have acne, because most people don't understand the pore clogging concept. So they'll scrub and then immediately put on something that has a pore clogger and it makes their acne worse.
Okay.
But a scrub's just it's just giving access to the pore. Think of it that way.
Okay.
Give access to the pore without creating excess inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want from a scrub.
Okay.
So that's what ours does. So when you put Clarity on right after, the Clarity travels deeper into the pore, digesting the keratin protein and the oil, the product residue that's creating the plug.
Okay.
It's also antibacterial. So anything that's in your pore that you don't want there, mandelic acid will dissolve.
Amazing.
It's not a blowtorch, though. It needs a little time to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you leave it alone for 10 or 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just come on and follow with the next step, which is Cell Renew for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And Cell Renew has the growth factors in it. It also has saw palmetto, which is really good for hormonal acne. And it has willow herb and turmeric, which are just time honored for anti-inflammatory benefit. Mm-hmm.
And is there any, let's say with a serum like that, can you put the moisturizer on right after?
Right after.
Would you wait?
Okay. You only need to wait if the product before it is an acid. It's good to wait with vitamin C. Vitamin C is usually ascorbic acid. So it's good to let your products absorb fully as best as you can.
Okay.
But with an acid specifically, you've got to give it that window because it's dissolving the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Give it time to do that.
Okay. That's a good tip. Because I just kind of blindly listened. I didn't really think like, this is why I'm waiting 10 minutes. I was just more like, okay, they said wait 10 minutes. So like, I'll wait 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
This can be confusing to some people, but hyaluronic acid isn't in the same grouping as the exfoliating
regular
acid.
Yeah.
So when Danielle said acid, she's talking about mandelic,
AHA.
Glycolic, AHA acids. Those are the ones you want to sit. Hyaluronic acid is more like deeply hydrating for your skin, naturally occurring in your skin.
So this is a very simple, like,
I can absolutely see why everyone is so confused.
Because we're like, all acids let sit. But not hyaluronic acid. Yeah. Like, why is it? Yes.
Yeah. No,
AHA acids, let AHA acid sit. Hyaluronic acid, you're good to put moisturizer on right after that. Okay. Those are like hydrating products. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So other than the at-home stuff, you have this on lock, obviously, with all the products and things like that. When it comes to out, you know, like clinic treatments, maybe some things like or red light therapy, stuff like that, what are things that you guys do that you really like that you would recommend for, like, we can start with acne and maybe do some anti-aging ones as well.
Yeah, acne first and we'll, yeah.
Yes, I love, so I have the professional one. It's the Saluma light therapy mm-hmm. mask.
Okay.
And it has red and blue. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely love that. Blue light's really powerful. It can be a little bit drying, so it's only for acne.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So blue light is fantastic. There's a lot of good brands out there. Red light is good for everybody, though, and it's also beneficial for acne because it calms things down and increases circulation. So mm-hmm. blue kills bacteria, red triggers healing. Okay. Think of it that way. A lot of people love the Omnilux mask. Mm-hmm. I like that one. I think it has a good like surface area.
Yeah.
I have the Saluma one just because I've got the professional grade mm-hmm. access.
Yeah.
But yeah, red light therapy, it's worth the investment. We get asked that all the time mm-hmm. if it's worth the investment. And yes, it is.
Yeah. It just needs to be the right device. Yeah.
You just don't want to overdo it. Again, with everything, we really like to educate. All of these things we're talking about are really good for you. But even back to the supplement conversation, something that can be good in excess mm-hmm. can turn into not good. For
exactly,
you, right?
Yeah.
So even with red light, like you can overdo it. So still only like 10 to 15 minutes a day. You honestly just follow the user manual because sometimes different frequencies will allow you to do it for 20 minutes. Some will say 10 minutes. So just see which for whatever product you buy, look at the user manual. Does it say 10, 15, 20 minutes a day? And I would follow that because you can overdo it with red light.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and make the most out of your red light experience. That's my non-sleep deep rest time.
Yeah.
I just like turn on this like frequency mm-hmm. and I just like lay there with my light. And just,
wait,
like,
I've seen so much about that, the non-sleep deep rest.
Yeah, it's like
I've never done it.
Slowing your heart rate down. Okay. You know, it can be like, you know, think of like meditative things, right? Mm-hmm. So it can be just slowing your heart rate down, getting off your phone.
Yeah.
Like this is a device-free topic.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
So yeah, it's anything you can do to drop your cortisol and you punctuate mm-hmm. your day with it. Find the thing that you love to do the most. Mm-hmm. It can be listening to like binaural beats. It can be doing a cold plunge and then just kind of like laying on the grass afterwards, like something mm-hmm. grounding.
Yeah.
But getting your heart rate way down where you're kind of in between that sleep wake phase. Mm-hmm. That's how I like to do it.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I need to actually, that reminds me of the non-sleep deep rest. I just heard so much about it and then I forgot about it. It seemed like something that I could do because it's meditative, but like still feels like you're just kind of focusing on something. But how do you do it? Do you use like an app or something like that?
Oh, no, I just, whenever I'm doing my red light,
okay,
I turn on like a 432 hertz frequency, solfeggio frequency.
Yeah, yeah.
And I listen to that and it's just like, you just sit there and like vibrate.
And relax.
Yeah. You just vibe.
That's amazing.
I have the higher dose PEMF mat and I feel like that just like pulls you into a meditative state. You lay on
what it. What is it?
And after about 2 minutes, you like your whole body feels so relaxed, like you could take a nap. So if I accidentally drink too much caffeine in a day, I can actually like counteract it by laying on the mat for like 10 minutes.
How does
it
work?
Edge off. I don't even fully know, but like the best way I can describe it is it mimics a grounding effect. So as if you would lay out in the grass with like no distraction and the energy, positive, negative ions that you get like from the earth's grounding, it mimics that with also a little bit of heat. So the heat also just helps really relax you on it too while emitting positive negative ions, just create this complete relaxed state in your body.
My boyfriend, I think, just got one of those because he ordered some kind of crazy. He does like so much. He was injured for like a while, which I told you we broke up for a little bit. That's why. He was injured for 2 full seasons, so 2 years. Yeah. He had a full like elbow reconstruction. And he couldn't use his arms. It was just so bad.
Oh my gosh.
So it took a while for him to get back up on the mound throwing that hard after you literally
he's
just made a new
he's
elbow.
He's lucky he's able to get back to full functionality.
Well, this is the second one. He had his first one in his early 20s.
Oh.
His second one now. The surgery is like super updated. So they're talking a lot about in baseball, everyone's injured all the time because these pitchers are just throwing faster and faster and working out harder.
Yeah.
So everyone's getting like a second round. Like everyone has Tommy John surgery at this point.
Oh
it's just, it's a disaster. So we're doing so much. Like I always tell him, we're living for your ligaments.
Yeah.
So like whatever we need to do, get the ligaments in order.
Forget anti-aging.
Literally.
Prioritizing
go to
ligaments.
Sleep your ligaments. Like they need the deep sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
But he got this mat, this like mat, and he pitched on Monday, I think. And he went out of town, forgot the mat. So I had to like overnight it to him for like $200 because he was like, I need my mat to relax.
I guarantee you that's probably probably PEMF because it helps a lot with stimulating the healing process too. So if you're injured or anything like that.
I will be laying on that.
Yeah.
I always steal his stuff. And he's like, this is supposed to be, he has like all these just devices like,
I need to
that we just
too.
Do in the evening time. Yeah.
Oh my God. I feel like he should take bromelain at night on an empty stomach.
Yeah. Bromelain?
Extremely anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
Especially for sports. Like bodily, like injury, inflammation.
I'll ask him for sure. I'm so swollen. So maybe I might take that hot tip at some point.
No, it's great. It just it helps kind of depuff everything. But empty stomach, when you do it with food, it turns into more of a digestive enzyme. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like
empty stomach.
It's like the pineapple enzymes.
Okay.
But super anti-inflammatory.
So you've got the
empty stomach.
Okay, good tip.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to tell him that too.
So red light. And then something that Danielle does in her clinic that I was getting from her very regularly. And I have very fair skin, so I can do this. I was getting peels from Danielle. And I know a lot of people have like trauma, PTSD around chemical peels because, you know, they go to a random place and don't read any reviews or someone doesn't patch test them. But someone extremely, extremely trusted in this space, like Danielle, or like there's a, you know,
someone who knows your skin.
Yeah. Someone knows your skin. You get a referral, you read through the Yelp reviews, like, you know, you can really trust this person. For fair skin, peels with really active acne and for scar damage can be so beneficial.
That helped me a lot.
Yeah.
I was doing not the peels where I was actually like fully peeling, but just every 2 weeks I go in and do like what
she called
a light
peel. They were doing
peel.
Face reality. Does that sound
something
familiar?
Similar to that?
What you're describing sounds like face reality.
Yeah. It was super, super helpful. But just like, again, none of the frills. It wasn't like I was not in my. And y'all do a good a job of this, I guess, the joy of use of the products. Mm-hmm. But this is also like very clinical.
Yes.
I was in there like
they use
night.
A lot of benzoyl peroxide.
Yeah.
It's like hardcore acne.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our line has very similar ethos, but more anti-aging actives and less benzoyl peroxide. We're not benzoyl peroxide fans.
Yeah. So what do y'all do? What do y'all think about retinol then?
We're not, you know, I just want everyone to do whatever the hell they want that makes them happy. I feel like it's
so
such a hot button clickbaity trigger topic, but it's a great question.
Yeah.
We're bigger fans of Bakuchiol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First of all, let me say this. I hate Retin-A.
Okay.
Hate it. Mm-hmm. As an esthetician, you see so many things go wrong because of Retin-A. And I'm not talking about retinol, I'm talking about Retin-A, the prescription kind.
Yeah.
The white cream version generally has isopropyl myristate as a filler.
Okay.
Isopropyl myristate is one of the most pore clogging ingredients out there.
Okay.
Every acne specialist knows about isopropyl myristate, right?
Okay.
So people that start the white Retin-A generally get nasty purging and it just doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the pore is being reclogged at the same time. And that strong of a retinol in that Retin-A product generally creates a ton of inflammation for people and it doesn't play nice with other things. It thins the skin.
Okay.
That if you go and get your eyebrows waxed or anything, basically, even just like a light wax, like even like a sugaring thing, it can rip off your skin.
Yeah.
That's how fragile it makes your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you a lot more sun sensitive, which eventually I believe will backfire on you.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is what ages you the most. So why would you do anything to increase that
sensitivity? Yeah.
Right. And then just the irritation, the general barrier irritation that is very common with that particular product.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard for people to make it through all the hard stuff to get to a good place in it.
Mm-hmm.
And generally it doesn't solve most of their issue. It'll get them maybe 70% better, but it still doesn't address the rest of what's bothering their skin.
Okay.
And because it doesn't play nice with other modalities, you're kind of just stuck with it.
Yeah.
It's like having a really loud but toxic best friend who scares away all your nice friends.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, thanks for always being here, but can you leave now?
Yeah, please.
Yes.
You're ruining my life.
Well, we find the blend of scrub and mandelic acid to be far more beneficial, less drying, less toxic, safe for pregnancy, and far more effective generally.
Okay. And Bakuchiol, you said.
We like Bakuchiol.
Yeah. It's in our Hydroglow moisturizer.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. I thought I recognized that.
Yeah. Product. Bakuchiol gives you what you want from using a retinol. You get the collagen stimulation, you get the like anti-aging benefits, but it doesn't give you the unwanted sun sensitivity.
Got it.
And that's really what we feel strongly about.
Yeah.
What we don't like too is the process around Retin-A.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people that go to a dermatologist, the dermatologist spends what, 3-4 minutes with them and just writes a prescription, doesn't examine the skin, doesn't patch test skin, doesn't know that person's skin and is very aggressively prescribing this. We have heard more horror stories than we've heard positive ones. Every once in a while, there's a person that's like, Retin-A worked great for me. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah, no problem with thing. That. Yeah. Keep going with it. What we are here is to help relieve suffering with people who are struggling with acne, but also people who've gone through really traumatic experiences by people who haven't spent the time and attention with them and haven't been given proper education. So we're really here to set education straight, to talk to that person that has been burned by the Western medicine system and feels really lost and really confused.
Yeah.
The trauma stories that we've heard, there was this amazing woman who we met a few weeks ago who's on camera for a living. Mm-hmm. And she went to the dermatologist because all of her friends were getting on Retin-A. So she was like, oh, I want it too. She was given it, completely broke out with perioral dermatitis.
That's a huge side effect of it.
And then she went back to the dermatologist, and what she was expressing to us, she was like, I felt like they were saying it was my fault. Like I did something wrong. And they were like, oh, yep, that can happen. Here's, you should take antibiotics.
Yeah.
And she said that they told her she was going to have to go into antibiotics for 6 months. She's freaking out.
Wrecking
she's like,
your stomach.
What's that going to do to my body?
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't believe they didn't tell me this would be a side effect or this could happen in a small percentage of people. And then I guess a bunch of her friends also had similar experiences and they all decided to go on it kind of around the same time. Mm-hmm. And every single one of them had a negative experience. And I could see like the activation in her. And she was like, more people need to know. More people need to be educated. Like, why don't they tell you this? Like, she was so sad and disappointed. Yeah. And she was like, I just don't understand. Like, if there's all these negative side effects, like, why can't they just tell me? If I had informed consent, I might not have gone on it. And I think that's just the most disappointing thing and why we like to really share these things. People get really triggered when we talk out against Retin-A, but we're here to help the people that it could have negative impact and it could destroy their skin for almost the rest of their life or at least a really long period of time where they're now going to have to spend so much time correcting the damage of even a few days or a week on this topical prescription.
Well, sometimes the damage can happen too because, like I said, it doesn't play nice with other modalities. So you can be using it and then you go and you decide you want a laser treatment.
And no one tells you.
Well, they might tell you, they might not. And people, honestly, people lie about when they're going to use it. People come in to get facials all the time. And we're like, when was the last time you used Retin-A? Like the email gets sent out, please stop using it. The receptionist tells them. People still come in, they used it that morning, right? So we have to account for human behavior. And we say, okay, you cannot use that for like at least 10 days after this treatment.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to keep you in the peeling state and you could get hyperpigmentation or something. And they'll still go back to using it either just out of habit or they think they have to use it or they're going to break out.
Yeah.
But when people go and do a laser treatment and they are not properly educated on specifically like using a Retin-A and when to stop and when to reincorporate it, that's when serious damage can occur.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. It's just too many hoops to jump through, too much toxicity, too harsh on the barrier, too much sun sensitivity. There's better ways.
To be worth it.
There's better ways.
I got it.
That's all we try to educate on.
Okay, one last thing I have to ask. What are the girlies doing when Accutane isn't an option or hasn't worked or has just like failed someone?
Yeah, that's a huge segment of people. So if you've already done Accutane and you don't want to do it again, but your acne is coming back, which is really, really common, or if you don't want to do it at all, which is also extremely understandable, we actually formulated something called Mind Body Skin, and it's addressing all of the internal areas that affect our skin the most. So it has a meaningful amount of vitamin A. It's too much for pregnant people, but not anywhere near the toxic amount, right? So it's safe to take long term. It also has DIM, which helps the body metabolize out estrogen, which is incredibly important for both men and women.
Yeah.
We are all exposed to toxic estrogens. They're called xenoestrogens, right? And it can be toxins from our products. It can be, you know, things in our food. Like bottom line, like a lot of things mimic estrogens and we need to filter those out so our real estrogen can do its job and not just float around aimlessly. So DIM helps with that. There's 5-HTP. Well, we have two versions. One has 5-HTP, which is fantastic for stress response. Stress, mood support. It's also the precursor to melatonin. So it can help just like support like your better sleep. And then it also has liver support, which is huge. It has milk thistle, dandelion, glutathione. There's turmeric for inflammation. And then there's a whole digestive blend too in digestive enzymes, as well as vitamin B5, which is very important for acne. So digestion, gut health, detoxification, inflammation, like everything that gets ignored by the traditional pharmaceutical route is addressed in mind, body, skin, and people start to see it working in the first week generally.
Oh my God.
And then it just keeps getting better. So that's why that's what people are kind of knowing us for at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Mind Body Skin was formulated after honestly almost 10 years of running lab work and seeing the same patterns over and over and over again, and people who were really struggling with acne. So this was truly a supplement that came out of deep research and deep understanding of what is going on in people's body when they're really struggling with acne, and creating a supplement of all the deficiencies and everything that is just really off in the body during that time. If someone wants to dive even deeper into understanding their own body, their own acne triggers, what is going on, we have an acne lab test where you can order it on our website, get blood work done, and our acne lab specialist analyze your blood panel from an acne lens. So we see mold toxicity, heavy metals, cell dehydration. There's a lot that we can uncover. So if you're someone who's been struggling with acne for what feels like decades and you've tried everything and you're like, why am I so acne prone? Like, what is actually going on in my body? Is there something I'm missing? This can be so helpful and just giving you a clear understanding. Or even if you've been struggling with acne, a recent thing, it honestly just lifts the veil to your own body and how you can customize and support your body through different chapters and seasons in life.
Yeah. And you have to know what's wrong to fix it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no sense, you know, addressing a bacterial infection if what's really going on is heavy metals.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really easy to avoid, though, actually learning what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
It's like scary. You're like, exactly. Do I want to know? I'm not sure. I'm not so sure. Speaking of laser treatments, are you guys fans of laser treatments? I know they're probably, it's
totally
different again
depends.
For everyone. Yeah.
Totally depends. I mean, there's like, so laser is, you know, that can be like an IPL, getting rid of some brown spots. Sure. It'll work. It's usually temporary.
Yeah.
It'll come back. But hey, for some people, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's like AFT, the one that's like IPL, but it looks for veins. So if you have like a lot of visible capillaries like in your nose area, that can be the only thing that gets rid of them. Hey, that's awesome too. Then you get into the deeper lasers, you know, and there's a wide variety and totally different settings.
Yeah.
It really comes down to who's doing it and if they really know your skin and what type of place you're going to.
Yeah.
One of the first jobs that I had after esthetician school, I worked at a med spa and they were shady as shit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Most of them are not, but you have to look at the economics of this.
Yeah.
So the lasers themselves can be, call it $100,000 and you're leasing it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a huge payment. So you need to pay that thing off.
Yeah.
So suddenly as a business owner, everyone's a candidate, even if they might not be in a perfect world.
Yeah.
And if you're one of their employees and the owner doesn't care, they put quotas on the nurses doing them. And then suddenly, like, you're getting pressured into it. And then you get pressured into a package. So you feel like you have to. So it's not the laser in and of itself. It's the settings around how it's administered, by who, and under what pretense.
Yeah. I've had the Morpheus treatment and I have melasma.
That's why I won't do it.
And she didn't know. And no one told me it could aggravate melasma.
Yeah, that's why I won't do it.
Didn't do that. It didn't work out well. But I will say that was a while ago.
Yeah.
I got a Moxie treatment recently. I've gotten two. And it actually did help with
the
melasma.
I've heard good things about it. I've had some friends who have gotten the Moxie.
And melasma is stubborn. So
it's super stubborn.
It's hard to get rid of. So it was nice to see some results with that, some lightening.
Yeah. This is such a good point. Anything heat related is going to have unintended consequences. You have to be very, very careful. And the post care is generally months. Your skin might feel and look back to normal, but it is still far more sun sensitive. If you do like a CO2, like an ablative one, your skin is more sensitive for 6 months after that treatment, sometimes up to a year or more. So there's a lot to know about using those high heat treatments, and they're not for everyone. And I believe that everyone's starting point should be microneedling.
I love microneedling.
Yes. It's a sure
number
thing. One.
I am in the middle of, I was going to ask you guys that one next, because I'm in the middle. This last one I did some, it's called Silfirm or something, but it's also safe from melasma. And she just like was very careful about, you know, around the melasma points on my skin.
Sounds but like she knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing, which is why I ended up going. And again, in Milwaukee, I found someone. I was like, I wasn't going to get anything done because I was like, I feel like I trust, I was going to, you know, places here with dermatologists or like plastic surgeons doing things. And so I found this one place in Milwaukee and they were explaining back to me everything I've ever heard Beverly Hills plastic surgeons say. And I'm like, okay, so like, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
I trust you. And it actually worked. So I did the Silfirm with the Moxie both at the same time so I could kind of, you know, recover all at the same time.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad at all. And I have relatively sensitive skin. She kind of really went along with my own skin. But those two things have helped so much.
Amazing.
In general, your skin looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
Thank you. I still need to do my second and third microneedling treatments because like I love that stuff so much.
Yes, we like microneedling with PRP too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or PRP or PRF. And
yeah. I wanted so to good. Do that for my under eyes because another issue I'm having with swelling is I got under eye filler and the kind she put in definitely attracts water, I can tell. Yeah. So it makes everything feel really heavy. So I've been really excited for that to dissolve. Hopefully the guy, he didn't do the actual filler, but he was like, don't go get it dissolved. Just let it kind of do its own thing.
You can do, there's a lot of volume loss if you lose hyaluronase and it's very hard to bounce back. You need the smaller ice rollers or a little jade roller. Mm-hmm. Just do manual lymphatic drainage gently.
Yeah, yeah. I need to try that. I do like massage, like gua sha in the morning and I do like some kind of eye massage typically with like a moisturizer of some sort lightly. But yeah, when I drink and I have sushi the next morning, it's just not gonna be good. I'm like, and I have allergies and that the, you know, that filler is still there's not a lot, but so I could feel activated. It when I was massaging, you know?
Totally.
So yeah, microneedling though. Big fan. Y'all are fans as well. For
and
sure.
then talking about all these treatments too, if you're someone where it's like, oh, that's not necessarily in my price point, or I can only get it done every once in a while and I want something in between. It's one of the reasons why we created our pregame face mask. It's literally an at-home facial, more of like almost like a microderm type feel to it. Very exfoliating, very brightening, helps break apart melasma as well, especially in combination with clarity. Yeah. And that can just be a really great starting point if you're like, I want to get one of these facials, but it's either not my price point, or I can't find someone yet, or I only get a facial like once every few months, but I need to keep my skin like really fresh. And what's the thing I can do at home? And that's really our pregame face mask. It's incredible. Sometimes I'll like go a few weeks without using it and I'll forget. And I'm like, damn, this is really good.
Like, it's so freaking good.
Would you say like once every couple weeks?
Once a week. Once a week. Just cleanse your face, put a little bit on, rub it in. You're going to get some tingling. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably like a 3 or 4 for tingling. Okay. It's a good thing. Okay. Leave it on 5 to 10 minutes, rinse it off. If you do that and then put makeup on, you look insane.
Okay.
It is, I designed it to mimic what I do in treatment.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of an enzyme, a little bit of an acid, and then a little bit of the microderm experience all at the same time.
Okay.
It's friggin' amazing.
I love that. I also have a huge bag of stuff to take home. Do you guys have any kind of closing tips? I feel like one of the first things I heard or that I interviewed did at the Him and Her podcast is a hot tip of like having a warm lemon water before you eat is really helpful just for your body, which is in turn helpful for your skin. Do you guys have any other tips like that just to like close out the episode? If there's anything you can incorporate.
I feel like we're about to say the same thing. I was going to say hot water, not washing. You go first.
Okay. So tips that benefit everybody in a major way. Mm-hmm. Hot lemon water is fantastic. When you go out to a restaurant, especially, let it roll off your tongue as soon as the server comes to greet you. Hot water with a bunch of lemons. Say it just like that. Otherwise, they bring you one lemon and you have to go ask them for more.
My boyfriend and I do that because I told him this and now he is upset. He won't go anywhere and not have a hot lemon water.
It's so cute. It's like a force multiplier. Lymph, liver, digestion, all of it, right? And it's just satisfying. So hot water with lemon, but in the morning and anytime before you're going to have sugar, apple cider vinegar. You can do that straight with, you know, like the Bragg's kind that everyone knows, or apple cider vinegar bitters, which we are coming out with.
Okay, cool.
and then Kaylee's our other favorite topical tip.
And then I almost said new not what to do. I was like speaking
that
gibberish.
That is the new not what to do.
The new not what to do. It sounded so wrong.
Makes sense to me. Roll with it.
That's me.
This is coming out. The new not what to do.
You're on.
Do not wash your face in hot water. I was someone that felt like when I was really aggressively dealing with acne, I'm like, oh, I have to burn it off. Like, I think we're so conditioned that we have to treat acne so aggressively and almost like be mean to our skin. Yeah. So I was literally washing my face in like scalding hot water, like thinking it would burn the acne off. No idea where this methodology comes from, but I feel like so much of us,
you think heat's killing bacteria. Yeah. That's what we all thought.
So heat actually kills skin cells and it kills the healing modalities of your skin. It kills the skin barrier, the moisture barrier of your skin. So lukewarm water only. I actually like really cold water in the morning to stimulate. But then at night when I'm using more of my actives and I want my pores to be really open and ready to receive, open and ready to receive. So I use lukewarm water for that, but never, never hot. It is never a good idea. It just destroys and does the opposite of what we actually want it to do. Steam is fine when done properly, mm-hmm. making sure that you have enough distance. You don't need to be like, put your face all up right against the thing.
Yeah.
A little bit of steam is great. Helps relax the pores, really open them up, but no hot water.
No hot water. Mm-hmm. Those are really great tips. Can you guys let everyone know where they can find you just if they need a quick re-up on their information?
Absolutely. You can find all things ClearStem across all social channels, ClearStem Skincare, our website, clearstem.com. Mm-hmm. And then both Danielle and I we on our socials, we do a lot of just lifestyle, acne, skin health, mm-hmm. just overarching like feel good tips. And mm-hmm. Danielle's is Danielle the Acne Guru and mine is Kaylee Christina.
Well, thank you all so much for coming on. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. You can catch a new episode of Note to Self every Thursday. Please, please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. I always want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review if you have a sec. Follow Note to Self on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more info about the show at NTS by PS on Instagram and at Note to Self Pod on TikTok. And I'll talk to you all next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.